Welcome to the next episode of The Waiting Room with Maria Nori. We thought it would be really fun. We've been doing girl math, we did boy math. Now, in honor of us both being in the music industry, we thought to do.
Music math.
There we go. Music industry math. I think. God only knows some of the stuff, the delusions of this industry. It's really fun, but there's a lot of delusions and misconceptions. So I think this won't be a fun one.
100%. And we apologize in advance. It's more like a sorry, not sorry, to be honest.
It's definitely a sorry, not sorry. And I
It's
just want to
definitely a
say
sorry, not sorry. Yeah.
all the artist ones before I get ripped apart. Nori came up with all the artist ones. Even if I am saying it, she approved all the artist ones.
And I only approved it because I've been that person.
She's
I've been that.
accountable.
Look at that. I'm accountable. I am not that person anymore though. And which is why I feel like it could be a good episode. You might get inspired. You might not like us anymore. Cool. It will help you, regardless of those two outcomes. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh my gosh, people are gonna unfollow us for sure, but it's okay, we're prepared. Let's dive in.
Okay.
You
As
go
long as
first,
long as it
Nori.
helps you, as long as it helps you.
Don't even have to admit it out loud, but as long as there's
Okay.
some internal changes happening, we did our job.
That voice in your head is gonna tell you.
Okay, let's start. You go first, Nori.
And that voice in your head is gonna tell you, and the bank account.
Oh, your bank account for sure. Your bank account will probably tell you faster than the voice in your head.
Right, you gotta line them up.
Right, let's dive in. You go first, Nori.
Music industry math is wanting your song to go viral and only posting it twice.
I just took a deep breath for all the managers out there. Two posts and a prayer. That's what you're banking on.
Two posts and a prayer is crazy. And God's just looking at you like, I gave you everything.
God's like, I'm not doing shit.
You want me to post for you too? Damn. Go back to your room.
Go for your plan B.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna be a bedroom artist then.
Right. God said, let's listen. Plan A was to be an artist, and usually your plan A doesn't work if you have a plan B, but go get a plan B. Some of these are actually so accurate. Hold on. Okay. Music industry math. Only releasing your music on Fridays for New Music Friday.
Yo, I feel like that's a it is a myth, but it's just post it. Just release it. I didn't post my song changing the name on a Friday. I didn't.
Oh, is that a
I just did
flex?
it. Yeah, it is. No, it's not even a flex. It's literally you can post it any day you want.
Oh,
Choose the date.
no.
It doesn't matter if you get like New Music Friday or not. It's not, in
Legend
my
says
experience, it doesn't really make a difference.
you have to release it on Friday because you just know you'll wake up and you'll get mu new
And
music
you're going to be
Friday.
on New Music Friday
Yep.
and five other playlists that your distributor promised you.
This is your second release. Let's just talk about it. Actually, no, this is your debut release. Okay,
Oh
Billie
my
Eilish. That was
gosh.
cute.
That was cute.
You go.
All right. Music industry math is thinking your label's useless because they didn't get you on a Spotify
Aww.
playlist. You know what I hear when I hear that? Kim, there's people dying.
You know what I hear?
What?
Aw, they didn't get you New Music Friday or Rap Caviar? That's crazy.
They suck.
Label doesn't care about you.
Yo, you saw you signed the wrong deal.
Did they even pitch you?
Are you even priority? They must have shelved you.
That's a thing. They shelved you.
Because you're too good. Stop.
Oh, my
I need to
stomach. This
stop.
is, guys, this is real. This is real life music industry math. That's why this is crazy.
This is why we're laughing so hard because
God.
they're real tears.
Yo.
Right,
Oh,
you go,
good.
you go.
That was great. Thank you, Nori. Literally. Oh. Ready? Music industry math. Having 1 million impressions on social media and only three people listening on Spotify right now.
I was trying to
You knew where I was going with that one.
Oh my goodness. Yo, that's like selling.
Air.
That's like selling oranges to somebody that wants apples. Like, yo, come check out my music, even though that's not why you follow me. Hey, today I'm a singer or a rapper now. Check out my stuff.
Yo,
No, it's just no. That's what it sounds like to me anyway.
the math isn't mathing,
The math isn't mathing. I would
literally.
rather start from zero. I would rather start a whole new account dedicated to music than use the same following that weren't there for that from the beginning. 'Cause sometimes they just don't care.
Right.
They don't care. That's why you have two people listening on Spotify. Impressions really don't mean anything unless there's a brand, unless you're a brand.
No, impressions do not mean anything if your streams aren't matching that. But
Right.
anyway, what do I know? I'm just a manager.
Yeah, you don't know anything. Listen to your artist.
Right, artists know everything, right, Nori?
Yeah, right. Right. Listen to your artist, Maria.
Best advice I was given, and I won't say the manager's name because they have a very big artist and I don't want them to lose that artist, is artists are never wrong and they're never happy, which basically means managers are always wrong. And the reasons
Right.
why they're not happy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That just means you have to find the right artist or manager,
Brain.
I think. Right. Like, or excuse. Find another excuse.
Is up. You need more excuses, guys.
Need more excuses, otherwise your managers will catch on to what you're
We're
doing.
catching on.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you. I love this one already. Ready? Music industry math is refusing to pitch your song elsewhere because you're saving it for Rihanna or The Weeknd. You may as well lock that shit up. Put it in two hard drives and bury them both.
They have a better chance of getting listened to that way than you sending it to them.
Right. Right. Dig that up and dig a hole, put the hard drive in it, and then join it. And then bump to it down there. That
Man.
annoys me. That genuinely annoys me because that just means you don't bet on yourself or your songs.
Yeah, you just
You
don't
bet
get
on
it.
the artist that could take your song somewhere.
Instead of trying to
Right.
break an artist.
I
But
mean,
again, what do I know? Just a manager.
what do I know? I just have an opinion. And I just see things in the studio and I just hear things. Okay. Oh, you go.
Music industry math. Your song has 2,000 streams, and you're already ready to post about the next song because your fans are over it.
And it's only been 3 days.
3 days of promo, and my fans are so sick of hearing this with 2,000 streams.
And then it's the excuse of, oh, consistency, this, I'm consistent. All I have is exhaling.
Half of those 2,000 streams were you and family. Fans haven't even
Oh,
found you yet.
I mean, some of half the time they don't even want to show their family. It is them and their three laptops. I get real. I mean, what? And listen, I'm not bashing that artist because I used to be that artist. I'm just gonna own it. I used to be that artist, but I was stupid.
Yeah, she was both of those things.
So because I'm calling myself stupid, you're stupid for doing that. It's a disservice to yourself. Like, no one's heard it.
No
Not
one.
even your followers have probably heard it, and you've
No.
posted three times. Like, algorithms sometimes are against you. You have to go and find one that you can swim in, and then you just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming, just keep
I'm
swimming.
serious. That's the way. That's the way
Be
I did it with
serious.
one song, and that's the way I'm going to continue doing it with the next songs I'm going to release too. If they work, they work. If they don't, I'm going to keep swimming.
Love that energy.
You feel me?
I feel you.
Oh, okay. Music industry math, saying you're waiting for the right time to drop music, dot dot dot, for 2 years.
Your fans are older now. They're married, they got kids.
Right. Were you waiting until they were married with kids?
Right.
Maybe they have music. I
Nori.
can't even say that.
Nori.
You waited too long, because once you get to the right time, you're going to realize there is no right time and that you just wasted
The time.
time. Yeah.
Hopefully that was the name of the song you didn't release.
And then now you're 2 years behind. Now you got to get back in the studio and update it because your shit's old.
Wasted time. You should name the project that. At
Wasted time, right? At least you know what?
least
At
like
least you have a
market
story. At least you have a story to write about.
it. Let the marketing match your life.
Right? At least it's real. It's authentic now. People will believe it.
Oh God, you're gonna love this one. Hold on. Music
Okay.
industry math. Expecting publishing just for being in the room.
Yeah. I mean, you can speak on that
I mean, Nora, you didn't know that breathing the same air equals publishing?
I do now. Yeah, that's insane. That the
hummed.
with
I
the capital
hummed.
T? Yeah, I
I hummed when you were saying your melody. No, it's a real thing. People breathing the same air equals credit.
That's annoying. That is annoying.
Music
And that's
industry
just not to
math.
music industry math. It's not performing at open mics, but mad no one is booking you for Rolling Loud.
I can't even take some of these seriously because they're real. And I've experienced some of these things.
I'm done. At what point do you
Wait.
say go home and get a job?
That person that is not performing anywhere, you're telling me they're not going to get booked at Coachella next year? Crazy.
No, they wanna go the weekend route, and
I love it here.
I think everyone will know what I mean when I say that. It's like, you know, you're in the dungeon, and then all of a sudden you're this pop star, and you got headlining Rolling Loud the next day. Like, I think that is the weekend route. Even though, all credit to him, it probably took him way longer and we just didn't know. He disappeared, right? But
I know people
everybody
who
else
know
sees him.
people who know people who know him. It's not how it happened. A
It's
lot of
just not.
work.
It really does take 10 years. I truly believe that now. I never used to.
I
But
remember I
now that
used to
it's
tell you
been
that.
almost 10 years, I believe it.
But she'll never admit that I was right and she was wrong because she's a what and I'm a what. Fill in the blank.
I was gonna fill it in, but I'm gonna let them do it. There could be two different answers. Okay. This is kind of what I just said, but this is funny how it's written. So, music industry math is saying that they aren't inconsistent, they're just mysterious, like The Weeknd. Yo, no
I
pay, I'm
think in
so stupid that way.
2025, we cannot say that anymore. No.
You can't be mysterious in a world that's got cameras and content and technology everywhere.
I'm going to tell you guys something that
You're mysterious, you're technically dead.
going to tell you a beautiful bar that Tommy Brown from Champagne Therapy has taught me and a few other artists. How do you sell something invisible? That long period of silence is because she's thinking, because you can't. You can't. If you are not visible, you don't have a career in this business.
Right. It's
Period.
basically, yeah, 100% agree. 100% agree. And he also says another thing, something about dinosaurs. Go say
Have no idea what you're saying.
it.
Wow, you confuse
He
me.
calls people that are mysterious dinosaurs
Oh,
because he's
yeah.
never seen them. You're extinct.
Oh my gosh, that is very true.
It doesn't exist anymore. Like, being mysterious has gone extinct. You're a dinosaur. You don't pop up on social media when everybody else is, and you're gonna get left behind like
Rawr.
the dinosaurs have.
Rawr.
Was like, what is that noise?
Okay.
Okay, music industry math is refusing to drop a snippet because they'll steal my idea or my sound.
I just took another deep breath for all the managers. I have no words.
Like the.
None. None. I just have
What do you
facial
do?
expressions.
That's a question. What do you do then?
You drop it on them like Taylor Swift. All right,
Yo.
moving on. Music industry math. Canceling your studio session to hang out with your boyfriend. You just wasted everybody's time. But guess what? Everybody still showed up to the session because you canceled after the producers and the engineer got there.
And then your boyfriend's eventually going to waste your time. So then you're going to be like, oh, damn, I didn't put myself first or my career. And now I'm still in the same place. And now nobody wins.
Music
No
industry
one.
math.
Okay, music industry math is wanting to tour but have never performed live.
The amount of times I hear this, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard it, I can fund your tour.
That would make you a busker. I don't get it. You know what? I think some people are just not performance.
Just think people are delusional.
I think some people are performance and they're more studio artists, but they want to tour, which is weird.
Songwriters. You just described the songwriter.
Right. Right. Damn.
Okay, music industry math. Promoting your nail tech and your matcha more than your music.
See, at that point, see, this is the thing, right? At that point, you know what it's like to be an influencer, right? Which is kind of, the lines are kind of blurred with being an artist and an influencer, to be
Oh no, that's
honest, these
straight
days.
up influencer.
That is straight up influencer. But I'm saying is you can be an influencer, but you can't be an artist.
Right. And usually the ones that are doing all that, the posting of the nail tech and the matcha, are the ones that don't want to post a lot.
Right. And they're still probably paying for that service
Yes.
when you could be posting a song and making money. Yeah, see, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
It's music industry math, so it
It
makes
really
sense.
is. It does. It makes so much sense.
It
Oh my
makes so much
goodness.
sense that it doesn't make
Doesn't
sense.
make sense.
God. I hope people are smart enough to understand which sense we're using right now in each one.
Right.
It's not the same.
Right. Because it's not the coins.
They don't have either.
They
Sex or
don't have
sense.
either.
Oh
That was so good. The timing on that was great.
yeah.
Right.
Okay,
God, this is funny. This is a funny one.
give it to
Okay.
me.
Music industry math. You can't pay rent, but still talking about needing a balanced lifestyle. You know what a balanced
Oh.
lifestyle is when you can't pay rent? Being homeless. I have all the time in the world, baby. You have all
My
the
gosh.
time in the world to do whatever you want. Okay. Music industry math is saying you A&R'd an album, but you were at Soho House the whole time it was being made. Just
Oh
straight
no.
lying while you sip on your coffee
On the label credit card.
in the bathroom taking selfies.
Couldn't even send a folder of beats. Nothing.
Yeah, but you took two meetings that did not amount to anything. That's just what happens at Soho House. It's meetings on meetings on meetings
A whole
sometimes,
lot
and
of nothing.
a whole lot of nothing. It's almost like, I mean, not almost like, it is what it is. You go to Soho House, you take the picture, and then you say, you had a meeting,
Big
and that
things
you
coming.
A&R'd, watch this space.
You are going to love this one, Nori. Music industry math. Posting your song one time and expecting it to chart on Billboard.
Billboard, how do we get there? It's not even gonna chart on your hometown chart. He's talking about Billboard. What? You just went straight
Oh.
to Billboard, and you have Spotify before that, you have Shazam even. You have iTunes
Expecting is
to
crazy.
get through. Expecting is insane. Is this signed artist or just any
Let's just say
delusional
it is, just
or
for shits
any
and
is this
gigs.
is or is this any delusional artist?
This is any delusional.
Yeah,
Unsigned,
it's insane.
signed, season, not season, anyone other than Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
And they posted it once.
One time.
Oh my goodness. You know how much work like labels put into a hit record? Like,
No, labels don't do anything, remember?
yo, that's right. They don't do anything.
Don't do
It's like, oh,
anything.
get out your contract.
They just put you on a shelf.
Right. They just put you on shelves and do nothing when you have a hit on your hands.
Go to Soho House and
And
don't
go to
pitch you for
Soho House
Spotify.
and don't pitch you for nothing. Yo, that's insane. Posting it, what I mean, and that's, you have belief in the song. You think the next day it's gonna chart on Billboard. If you believe in it that much, you would post it every single day.
Music industry math. Pausing releasing music because an A&R watched your story. I can't
No.
even get through these anymore without laughing.
Okay, I have one. Can you? Oh, yeah, you can hear me. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Music industry math is wanting to drop music that feeds your soul instead of music that feeds your family.
Oh, man.
Aw, you want to feed your soul.
How's that going?
That's cool.
That's cool.
I was watching Gino and T-Ron on Gino's podcast, and what he said is actually correct. He said that Quincy Jones himself said, "Leave your art on the wall and give the people what they want."
And that is
And
the
that kind of
recipe to
goes.
success, ladies and gentlemen, right
And that kind
there.
of goes with that. Yeah,
And
shout
who
out.
said this? A multi-million dollar songwriter? And he repeated something another multi-million dollar
Right.
record producer and songwriter said? Wow.
Yeah.
No one's gonna listen.
And it's not to say you can't make music that feeds your soul, just do it in a way that feeds your family too.
You got to
Simple.
leave your ego outside the room.
Agreed.
That's really what it is. Ego is the killer of a lot of things. You got to leave your ego at the door. And this is for artists, this is for executives, this is producers, songwriters, this is everybody involved. Leave your ego out the door.
Yep.
That's it.
I've been in countless sessions where something didn't even make it like any more of a hit. And I'm like, but it was preach, preach, preach. This is art. This is, oh, I need this to feel myself. And I'm just sitting there like, when can I leave? Because I know it ain't
No, she
it.
doesn't do that. You know what she does? She'll text me and say, I need you to call me and tell me that I need to leave. Well, that's exposed now. We can't use that excuse anymore.
Right. So if you ever call in a session now, and let's say you're calling for real and they feel a type of way, I'm screwed.
Yeah, you got a fake sickness at that point. Oh, we got to start saying certain like family members are in the hospital. We have to go to the next level.
Right.
We got to say your cat or your dog's in the hospital, the cat and the dog that you don't
But you
have.
don't have a cat. Now I do.
I do.
Get me out of here.
I found one yesterday.
And it was homeless. It was a stray cat.
I found one
But right.
yesterday when I canceled my session to hang out with my boyfriend, actually.
Right.
Man, what is life?
What
All
is that?
right, next one.
Music math, music industry math. Dreaming of a feature on your song, but refusing to DM the artist you want to feature on your song.
Oh no, that's below you. You can't do that.
No. You're gonna look desperate. Put the phone down.
Not you looking like a hustler.
Right. Not you looking like you want them on the song.
God forbid.
God forbid.
Anything but that.
Are we saying the same things at once?
You mean
Right.
you're waiting for Beyonce to message you?
Right. Exactly. While I'm in my bedroom, I would hope that she knows somehow, somewhere. I hope she heard my prayers, but
You posted twice. She'll find you.
she'll find me. She'll hear it one day. She'll hear it one day, I promise
It's
you. I promise you, because the song is
a
that
hit.
good.
It's a hit. You've been working on it for 2 years. It's a hit.
Right. All right. I love that
Okay. All
song.
right. Music industry math. This is for producers. Demanding producer point. And all you did was put an 808 on the song.
People actually, I'm not even gonna bother.
1-808, and now you're Pharrell.
Right. Now you've created a new sound because you put some razzle dazzle on it too.
Music industry math. Getting mad that nobody's posting about your music, but you're not even posting about your music.
Oh my goodness. Music industry math. Your manager posts more than you do. Someone's got to do it.
Very true. Keep going. Carry on.
Okay. Music industry math. Being a manager that gets 20% of your artist's income and also trying to write music with them to get publishing as well.
Unless you have a background in songwriting, please stop. Don't even go to the room. Just
Just
like wait outside.
don't make them uncomfortable.
Or if you go in the room, just sit there and just be a vibe. Can we, like, we need to stop that.
Music industry math. Being an artist that goes into a session and has a therapy session rather than actually writing a song.
Man,
But you came out healed. But you came out healed.
if you are not
Ish.
writing down your therapy session and going in the booth and recording it, stay home.
Right. And it took us so long trying to get that
You know
session.
what? Shout out to the engineers, man, because they are really the ones stepping in as therapists.
Shout out to the engineers, man. They deserve all the credit. All. Because
Literally.
they're a therapist. They will cut you nice, like whenever you're ready. So patient all the time. Yeah, shout out.
Seriously, shout out to the engineers.
Okay, ready? Music industry math. Your manager goes to all the A-list events but can't get you in.
Grammy after parties, all those
So many
parties.
people come to mind when I think about that. It's just hilarious. Sorry, buddy. It was only one ticket.
The worst thing is when someone sees the artist the next day that was at the party and they're like, "Oh, I saw your manager at, why weren't you
Right.
there?"
He was getting lit. He got no meetings.
Oh my gosh, the
He just
worst.
had a good time. You know what I mean? He just had a good time and maybe he needed it.
Oh
I
my
don't
gosh,
know.
my stomach actually hurts from these.
My cheeks.
If you haven't tuned in already by this point, I hope this episode made you laugh because it definitely made us laugh because these are actually real experiences that we've gone through either in
We've
our
experienced
business
that.
relationship or we've watched people close by us definitely go through this stuff.
I mean, you see it online. It's there.
It's there.
It's there because it's not there.
And yeah, and
See, look, we could keep going. Let's stop before we they like
that's it. That's
I
it.
know someone can cancel us.
Right, this is it. Cut. Cut. Done. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.